This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Smoke from brush fires yesterday had people in Racine and Kenosha counties asking what was going on. Crews from nearly 25 departments fought two big brush fires in Bristol and in Burlington. Kenosha County homes nearby were evacuated, but no one got hurt and no houses were burned. According to the Bristol Fire Chief, about 50 acres burned there. Investigators are still looking into the cause. Southeastern Wisconsin faces severe storms tonight that could bring impacts like hail. The main issue, according to the National Weather Service, is between 4 and 7. Leftover rain may turn to wet snow or freezing rain by tomorrow morning's commute. New state data shows Wisconsin toddler vaccination rates dropped nearly 2% last year. It's the biggest decline since 2020, with just under 67% of two-year-olds fully vaccinated. Measles shots fell below 80%, too. Health officials are pushing easier access and fighting misinformation to reverse the trend. Timothy Olson, the Racine man accused of kidnapping a 79-year-old woman in Franklin and drugging other dates, missed his trial's first day yesterday due to a head injury sustained in jail. It's his second such incident this week. It comes after 3 years of delays, seven attorneys, and stalled hearings. The Milwaukee County judge in his case wants to push ahead with jury selection today. The Green Bay Packers have announced details for Bob Harlan's funeral. It'll be Monday at St. Francis Xavier Cathedral in Green Bay. There will be a public celebration of life at the Lambeau Field Atrium after the service. Harlan, former Packer president and CEO, died last Thursday at 89. And Kenosha drivers should watch for darkness again along 52nd Street tonight. Public Works says between 39th Avenue and Green Bay Road, streetlights were out last night and they could be out again tonight. Officials say they need special gear for the streetlight replacement job. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin jumped almost a quarter in the past week. Prices are now averaging $2.76 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. That's 23.2 cents higher than last week and 26.5 cents higher than a month ago. Meanwhile, the national price of gas rose 5.6 cents to $2.94 a gallon. Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan, said markets will begin reacting to this weekend's U.S.-Iran attacks, which may cause immediate supply disruptions along with elevated geopolitical risk premiums. He predicts the national price of a gallon of gas will rise above the $3 mark for the first time this year. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, three more Wisconsin sheriffs from Dunn, Green Lake, and Walworth counties have signed deals to help ICE enforce immigration laws. This brings the total to 19 of 72 counties working with federal agents through the 287G program. Immigrant rights groups warn that the program scares people from reporting crimes and pulls local cops away from community needs. A bill proposing roadside drug testing in Wisconsin is sparking a debate over public safety. The proposal would allow law enforcement officers to use roadside oral fluid testing in suspected drug-impaired driving cases. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett said deputies are encountering more cases involving drugs, including prescription medications, in addition to alcohol. Meanwhile, Milwaukee defense attorney Andrew Mishlove says expanding roadside testing raises constitutional questions because bodily samples are considered searches. The proposal is still in the early stages of the legislative process. Farmers prepping to spread manure should check the runoff risk. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
With warmer weather on the horizon, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the tool is meant to help farmers and anyone else applying manure to their fields with up-to-date information on weather and soil conditions to reduce the risk of manure runoff ending up in nearby waterways. It's updated multiple times each day and covers the state in roughly 1.5 square mile grids. A report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes last year found that 90% of the nitrate contamination in the state is caused by agricultural runoff with things like manure, fertilizers, and other bio-waste. Nitrate exposure is linked to a number of negative health concerns, including cancer, and can contribute to toxic algae blooms in waterways. Residents can access the Runoff Risk Advisory Forecast at runoffriskadvisory.wi.gov. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
High school juniors interested in learning more about agriculture in the Badger State now have a new opportunity. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is taking applications for its Youth Council through March 31st. The group meets monthly during the school year to speak with ag leaders, explore careers, and share ideas. 15 students will be selected from across the state. Interested students can apply online at agyouthcouncil.wi.gov. Wisconsin goes up a notch on a list ranking the state and local tax burden for residents. Wisconsin now ranks 34th in the nation, up one spot from last year's ranking of 35th. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says taxes took up about 9.8% of personal income. That's a little less than the year before. The report also shows that the state's tax share is still about a percentage point below the national average. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released a Wisconsin Food Waste Evaluation Report. Civic Media's Melissa Kay breaks it down for us.
It includes recommendations to reduce food waste going to landfills as part of a statewide goal to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030, compared to 2020 levels. Key findings of the report show that 88% of food waste going to Wisconsin landfills is from residential and food service sources, with residential contributing the largest share at 47%. Infrastructure for hauling food waste to destinations other than landfills will have to expand significantly to achieve the statewide food waste reduction goal. Of the 286 facilities licensed for composting in Wisconsin, just 30, or 10%, are approved to accept food waste. You can find more information on the DNR website. I'm Melissa Kay.
Getting your degree in 3 years could be a possibility in the UW system. The Board of Regents considered revisions to a policy last week that would allow campuses to create bachelor's degrees that can be completed in 3 years. These degrees would typically require 90 credits instead of the standard 120 credits. These three-year programs are on the rise nationwide. The State Journal reports that the Board of Regents will vote on the policy at a future meeting. Only one four-year university in Wisconsin currently offers a reduced credit degree program. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks at home tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks in need of a win, host the Phoenix Suns. I asked Giannis what's the most important thing they must do to get off to a good start tonight.
Move the ball, get good shots, just keep that good rhythm, good energy in the first 6 minutes. And defensively, no, don't trade basket, no easy one, no easy looks. Like, we don't get easy looks offensively, so don't give them no easy looks either.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Chicago for the Big Ten tournament. They'll play on Thursday. The Badgers now ranked 23rd in the nation after beating number 15th ranked Purdue over the weekend. NFL free agency, Packers linebacker Quay Walker headed to Las Vegas to sign a 3-year contract with the Raiders, $40 million, $28 million guaranteed. He talked to us after the Packers were one and done in the playoffs against the Bears.
We didn't execute, and that's been a problem for us. Honestly, just finishing games, putting guys away. Even before I got here, I feel like that's always been a part of this organization.
That's Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a system that's going to roll through, bringing a chance of scattered strong to severe thunderstorms later this afternoon into tonight. We could end up with a quarter to a half inch or more of rain, and then rain will mix with and change over to snow for a little while tomorrow. Today's high 44, rain and thunderstorms by this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.